2 Samuel. Chapter 1. Now it came to pass after the death of Saul. 3063 AH 979 BC. When David had returned from the slaughter of the Amalekites, and David had stayed 2 days in Ziklag. That on the third day, a man came out of the camp of Saul with his clothes torn, and dirt upon his head. And so it was, when he came to David, that he fell to the earth, and bowed to David. And David said to him, Where have you come from? And he said to him, I have escaped out of the camp of Israel. And David said to him, How did things go? I ask you, tell me. And he answered, The people have fled from the battle, and many of the people also have fallen and are dead. And Saul and Jonathan his son are dead also. And David said to the young man who told him, How do you know that Saul and Jonathan his son are dead? And the young man who told him said, As I happened by chance upon Mount Gilboa, Saul leaned upon his spear, and the chariots and horsemen followed hard after him. And when he looked behind him, he saw me, and called to me. And I answered, Here I am. And he said to me, Who are you? And I answered him, I am an Amalekite. He said to me again, I ask you to stand upon me, and kill me. Because anguish has come upon me, because my life is yet in me. So I stood upon him, and killed him, because I was sure that he could not live after he had fallen upon his sword. And I took the crown that was upon his head, and the bracelet that was on his arm, and have brought them here to my lord. Then David took hold on his clothes, and tore them, and all the men who were with him did likewise. And they mourned, and wept, and fasted until evening, for Saul, and for Jonathan his son, and for the people of the Lord Jehovah, and for the house of Israel, because they had fallen by the sword. And David said to the young man who told him, Where have you come from? And he answered, I am the son of a stranger, an Amalekite. And David said to him, How was it that you were not afraid to stretch forth your hand to destroy the Lord's Jehovah's anointed? And David called one of the young men, and said, Go near, and fall upon him. And he struck him so that he died. And David said to him, Your blood is upon your own head. Because your mouth has testified against you, saying, I have killed the Lord's Jehovah's anointed. And David cried with a great cry over Saul and over Jonathan his son. Also he commanded them to teach the children of Judah the use of the bow, as it is written in the book of Jasher. The beauty of Israel has died upon your high places, how the mighty have fallen. Do not tell it in Gath, do not publish it in the streets of Askelon. Lest the daughters of the Philistines rejoice, lest the daughters of the uncircumcised triumph. You mountains of Gilboa, let there be no dew, neither let there be rain, upon you, nor fields of offerings. Because there the shield of the mighty is vilely cast away, the shield of Saul, as though he had not been anointed with oil. From the blood of those killed, from the fat of the mighty, the bow of Jonathan did not turn back, and the sword of Saul did not return empty. Saul and Jonathan were lovely and pleasant in their lives, and in their death they were not divided. They were swifter than eagles, they were stronger than lions. You daughters of Israel, weep over Saul, who clothed you in scarlet, with other delights, who put on ornaments of gold upon your clothing. How the mighty have fallen in the midst of the battle. O Jonathan, you were killed in your high places. I am distressed for you, my brother Jonathan, very pleasant you have been to me. Your love to me was wonderful, passing the love of women. How the mighty have fallen, and the weapons of war perished.